The numbers told the story. They always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Morning to you. Good Thursday morning to you. It is a numbers game at VSiN, the sports betting network, VSiN.com, the VSiN app, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV, and of course, DK Network.
Of course.
It's Gil Alexander. It's Kelly Bidlin live from Circa. Circa, everybody.
We won the promo contest, Gil.
I'll tell you, they think they had technical errors this morning.
Yeah, we had some tech issues this morning.
I might have been awake at 3-4 in the morning messing with stuff.
Just pulling wires out. Yeah. Come on, man.
Mm-hmm. Here we are, live at Circa. Doesn't this prove that we could do this every day here at Circa?
I think so. I parked at the D, though. I can't wait till I forget that.
Did
later.
You park at the D?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to totally forget about that later.
You're going to take an Uber home?
Yeah, I'm going to walk out here, yeah, completely not realizing I left my car there, yeah.
Same show, different location. We'll come to a casino near you.
We're on a tour now.
Yeah, we're on a tour.
Three different spots in a month.
We're on an award tour. Yeah. On the show today, Crackman, Unscripted with Bill Krakenberger, because, of course, it is a Thursday here. We will talk teasers. We will talk Survivor. We will do all of that on the show today. Paul Carr on the Premier League. Paul Spohr, who didn't get a chance to join us earlier this week, to talk Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball, man. Oh, my God. The Giants and the Cubs have no interest in making the postseason. Giants have lost 5 of 6 now. They lose the tiebreaker to the D-backs. The Cubs have lost 9 of 12. And what you have in the NL wildcard situation now is the Diamondbacks, who inhabit the number 2 wildcard position, have 72 losses. The Cubs, who inhabit the number 3 position, have 73 losses. The Marlins have 74. The Reds have 75. The Giants have 76. And, oh, by the way, the Padres have 78. And then there's tiebreaker. So we'll get into all that with Paulie coming up on the show. First, of course, Thursday night football tonight, I should say, between the Giants and the Niners. And typically when we come and we start to talk about these Thursday night games and the spread, we look for reasons to give a credible reason to back both sides.
Yeah.
I honestly don't know how you can with the Giants tonight. I really don't.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying they don't cover. They may very well. But I don't know how you come on here and make a case for it. Because, again, the Niners, they played 30 consecutive games without allowing a back to run for 70 yards. That's even in good times. No Saquon tonight. So the Giants got to piecemeal that. They already are on a short week. West Coast trip. Their offensive line is a mess. Niners have won 12 regular season games in a row. Of course, 9-0 when Brock Purdy starts and finishes a game. Last week, in Pittsburgh, he became the first quarterback in NFL history to win his first 6 career regular season starts, throw at least 2 TD passes in each of those games. I don't know how you make a case for the Giants in this at all.
I think side or total are both tough tonight. I mean, if anything, I'm still betting under that 44. All right, this is to go through the full injury report for the Giants side. You're talking about Saquon. That's just one piece. You're going to be missing your starting off left tackle, your starting left guard. So the whole left side of the line is decimated. Aziz Ojulari, the defensive end, he's going to be out tonight. Wandale Robinson, I believe, is still questionable at wide receiver. These are major, major injuries on a short week where you've had to stay out west. It kind of feels like with some of these guys being ruled out, the Giants are just kind of punting on this game, which with how good the Niners are that you and I have discussed the past couple days, I kind of understand. I think the question with San Francisco is, okay, we think you're going to win. How much you're going to win by, right? And that's the big one to figure out today. I'm not going to be laying the points. I think this offense still needs to, get some things together a little bit more proficiently with Brock Purdy before I'm going to lay double digits with them in a spot. But I think this could be a good live betting game. And I think there's some props that could be good to play tonight, too.
We should probably point out the point spread is 10.5 in this game right now. Total 44. No thoughts on the total?
No, it would be under a pass.
Okay. Which brings me then segues nicely to the next subject, which is obviously the obsession of Survivor and how this week there are so many choices in Survivor that I'm going to go ahead. And here's the thing. I have a feeling no matter the Survivor pool you're in, but let's talk about it through the lens of Circus Survivor, where nearly 10,000 entries are involved. I'm going to set, are you ready for this? I'm going to set the number of total entries in Circa Survivor to get knocked out this week, including non-submissions, By the way, this is a lovely studio. I just want to point that out in the middle of my thoughts.
It's just gorgeous.
This is gorgeous. It's closed.
Great background.
My ears are naked and free. It's amazing. Just wanted to point that out. Sorry.
Naked ears. Yeah, that on your bingo card.
Thoughts in my head as I'm doing this. I apologize. Stream of thought. I'm going to set it at 99 and a half entries. 99 and a half entries.
Okay, because why do you say that?
Well, first of all, it assumes no upsets.
Right.
Right, obviously. Yeah. But I have a feeling this is the week where you can't, you know how I go, I'm like, okay, there's a fade Arizona entry. There's the natural survivor pick entry because, oh, there's not a better opportunity to use this team later in Survivor. And then there's the, oh, let me see if I can get frisky with it entry.
Right.
There is no frisky option. They're all big favorites.
You want me to let you know the friskiest one I've considered? The friskiest would be the Dolphins. And they're 6.5-point favorites.
And to me, the friskiest was the Seahawks, who are also
6-point favorites.
6-point favorites. Yeah. So here's the question then. I have three entries left. Jacksonville appears to be the most obvious in terms of the organic survivor play. Jacksonville appears to be that play because there isn't a more natural place to play them later. And they're a big favorite, obviously, in their game against the Houston Texans, right about 9 points. Now, the question becomes, if you have multiple entries and you don't feel like playing it all on one team, because obviously anything can happen and you could be out after week three. So obviously that possibility exists any given Sunday in the NFL.
And with the Jaguars, plenty of more crappy division games to come.
Yeah, but it doesn't get any better than this. Home Houston, right? No. Like, this is still the most natural. They're not a Christmas. They're not a Thanksgiving team. On the other hand, can I suggest the Kansas City Chiefs for a second?
Yeah, of course you can. Did something happen with the Bears yesterday?
I'm told it. Well, here's the thing. Something did, and then it kind of didn't, but then it kind of did.
You can say that about like two of their stories, too.
Right. Whatever you believe about the story about the Chicago Bears yesterday, they are out a defensive coordinator now. So the Kansas City Chiefs are 13-point favorites against the Bears. The Bears seemingly, right, on the field, off the field. And let's add in the Justin Fields press conference, where Justin Fields is like, I'm playing too robotic. The subtext was, the coaches are killing me.
Yeah, so, well, you have that. I'm going to guess earlier in the day, Nathan Peterman was told, hey, hit the bricks, before Justin Fields decided to speak.
Yeah.
Because the news came out afterward that Peterman had been released.
Right.
But guess what, Gil? As of this morning, he's back on the roster. So they brought him back.
That's right.
And then you got your offensive tackle going on IR.
So stories and non-stories. But then, so the bottom line is, they stink.
Yes.
We here on this show, and I'm sure lots of others on the network also, when I asked the question on the first Megapod and late here on a numbers game, which was, what's the off-season narrative that you're hearing that you still can't buy into? Mine was, it's the Bears. Like, why does everybody love the Bears? And I was a Jordan Love defender. Like, that was like, he still could be good. So the Chiefs, though, play. The problem with playing the Chiefs is they do play in one of these games. They specifically play on Christmas. They host the Raiders. Christmas, which, of course, is well down, you know, the line, but yet it'll get here sooner than you think if you get through Thanksgiving. Christmas, three games for Survivor are hosting the Raiders, the Chiefs hosting the Raiders, the Eagles hosting the Giants, the Niners hosting Baltimore. So I'm avoiding Philly and Dallas, which has a Thanksgiving game in San Francisco. And yet, why would I want to take the Chiefs here? Am I willing to do that just because it feels like a free bingo square? We know nothing's free in the NFL, but it feels like, do I want to squander the Christmas play and then hope that Jalen Hurts doesn't ever get hurt for the Eagles, which is obviously, you want to have as many options as possible.
Right. And I think that's the bigger part of it. So right? You want to have the most amount of options.
So it's, the question becomes, do you just want to go all in with one team? Or if that bothers you enough, if you have multiple entries, because again, my whole thing is multiple entries is sort of this weird, stupid fallacy of a comfort thing. Because if you're playing them optimally, I'd play them like I'd have one, and I'd play them all on Jacksonville. But then you have that human factor that enters. You're like, but yeah, I don't want to get knocked out. I want to have a second team just going. But then that's a stupid way to play. Do I play two Jacksonville, one Kansas City, two Kansas City, one Jacksonville? Anyway, that's the conundrum.
Now, to be fair, I only have one entry. But if
who are you playing?
I will speak for the people that I think have multiple entries, and I will channel my inner Bobby DeLuca here and say, throw a ball on the Jags, Gil. Throw a ball on
the
Jags.
I think I might do that.
I'm on the Jags.
I think that's the way to play.
Yeah, I think it is too.
Mr. Me, a score. Mr. You play not to survive, right? To win. Yeah. I should put my money where my mouth is and play all Jacksonville.
I thought about the Dolphins, but no, I'm going Jags. All Jags.
Coming here Monday and I'm done. No survivor sounder.
Yeah, it's not like the Jags have failed me before in this contest or anything.
did we bring the survivor sounder over with us to Circa?
I don't think so.
Are we moving in permanently?
We had like a 20-minute move shuffle this morning, right? Oh. There's going to be some elements missing.
Oh, no, I'm just saying. For the permanent move. What? It's not permanent move? Okay, thank you.
You want me to be Beyonce that. For you?
So you thought the frisky move was then, I said Seattle, you said Miami.
If I had four entries, I'd say I'd go one Miami and three Jacksonville.
But again, there's more. Miami plays Arizona, right?
Yeah.
There's no point in using them now if you take, I mean, they are, again, Miami's hosting the Denver Broncos. I don't know how you feel about the Broncos, but if you feel Arizona is still the bottom of the barrel, you save that for that. And then when it comes to a team like Seattle, they're hosting Carolina, but don't they host Arizona too? That's coming up as well?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know. It's the hold. But this whole week is about holding back and just hoping everybody gets through.
Yep.
99. Jags. 99.5 over under entries. That's my, I'm putting that there for everybody.
I like it. I think this Jags team might come up next segment too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Teaser time.
Teasers. That's what he's talking about. We'll do teasers on the other side. Bill Krakenberger unscripted, of course. Paul Carr will join us. Paul Spohr. It's a numbers game live from a studio near you. Today it happens to be Circa. This is beautiful in here. I can't get over it. It's a numbers game. Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
A numbers game on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Put the VSiN experts to work for you this football season and start betting smarter with the VSiN Pro subscription. Sign up now and save 10% off a VSiN Pro annual subscription when you use promo code ANG. That stands for a numbers game. Get full access to everything we do, including our daily best bets with the leaderboard to see which VSiN expert has the hot hand, betting splits to show you where the money and bets are moving for every game, plus betting systems, premium analysis, and 24/7 video access. Remember to use promo code ANG to save 10% off a VSiN Pro annual subscription today. Sign up today at VSiN.com/subscribe.
It's teaser time.
That was quick.
Right? Yeah. That's how we did it last time. Yeah, that's how the pros do it.
I can't read tweets. No. Pros. To do teaser time?
Yeah, well, we can do it right. We can do teaser time now and then get to all the great tweets.
Okay.
Sure, we have a lot of them.
75,000 of them.
People's minds blowing why we're over here.
Teaser time, baby.
Boom.
Week 3, National Football League. How have teasers gone for you so far this year, by the way?
They saved my butt last week. So, yes, really good. Considering there's only been 2 weeks, really, really good. I had a lot tied into the 49ers leg last week.
You did.
So that getting home was huge.
You got crushed on the Steelers week 1, too, like I did?
No, I didn't play it.
Yeah, we all got crushed by the Steelers week 1. But it worked out beautifully. Buffalo Steelers last week. Buffalo down through the 7-3. Mm-hmm. Steelers up through the 3-7 against the Brownies. Plenty of options this week. As always, Kelly has poetic license to throw up the Wonga teaser legs and some non-Wongers. And for those who are, again, not hip to the old Stanford Wong thing, Stanford Wong, pseudonym, John Ferguson, lives in La Jolla. I'm like, as I do this week after week, I'm pinpointing his house closer and closer. Like,
first of all,
lives in California.
Likes to frequent the Ralphs on the corner of blah, blah, blah.
You can find him later today at the so-and-so. So again, Stanford Wong, pseudonym, years ago in his book about sports betting, identifying the best plus EV legs in teasers. And those are, again, home favorites or home dogs of between 1.5, 2.5 points, 1.5 and 2.5 points that you tease up through the 3 and the 7, and then home favorites of between 7.5 and 8.5 points, which you tease down through the 7 and the 3. Does not apply to road favorites, mind you, of between 7.5 to 8.5. Now, there is an extra layer of this. We know it is about totals. The higher the total, the less expected value you have in this. That should make intuitive sense, because the higher the total, the less value that each point intrinsically will have. But just for the purposes of this conversation, we will not necessarily do that sacredly, but we will reference totals here. So, Kelly, Ravens, 7.5 point favorites versus the Colts. That is a longer.
Yeah, I threw in a mix of options, because there's a couple of these I might actually consider.
All right. Jaguars are 8.5 points favorite, 8.5 point favorites, rather, pardon me, versus the Texans. That qualifies. Jets, 2.5 point favorites hosting the Patriots. That as well qualifies, as does the Saints at the Packers. They are 2 point dogs at Green Bay now. And the Steelers at the bottom does as well. Steelers, once again, 2.5 point dogs. Isn't this the third straight week to start the season that they have been right in this pocket, this time on the road?
Pretty sure they've been on this graphic 3 weeks in a row
at that number too. Yeah. This time on the road at the Raiders. Now, the non-Stanford Wong, non-conventional teaser legs that Kelly has put in here are teasing the Cowboys down. I would imagine you mean that. Maybe you mean the Cardinals. I don't know. Let me not
say. No. Yeah. I meant the Cardinals and the Chiefs here.
Cowboys 12.5 point favorites at the Cardinals. Chiefs 12.5 point favorites hosting the Bears. Because there's some people who hear those, right? Who would say, well, what's wrong with making the Cardinals 18.5 while you're at it?
Sure.
Bears 18.5.
Go ahead. Yeah. You can absolutely do it that way. There's no problem.
Knock yourself out.
I'm not.
I want no part of that. But,
before we move to the other ones, the one that I guess, because of all the Bears chaos, injuries, everything that's going on, I would consider teasing them below 7. You tease them to 6.5 with this, the Chiefs, tease them to 6.5 with this Bears team coming in, a complete disaster heading into Arrowhead, looking for this Chiefs offense to kind of finally find a rhythm, get things together, bounce back. That's one I'm considering, Gil. Am I forcing things a little bit? Maybe, because there's one leg on here I love, but I can't find a dancing partner with that I'm as in love with.
Well,
to guess which one that is?
I was going to say, you absolutely adore.
Teased it last
night. Want to caress the Jaguar.
Just a baby Jacksonville.
Which one are you? Jaguar?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I guess.
Absolutely. Yes.
Oh, how did
they'll be my survivor play. They're 8.5 at DraftKings. The best we're seeing in town is 9 right now, but I'm hopeful this number's coming down, because we have come off 9.5s here in town. That was pretty much blanketed yesterday, down to 9 at a couple places. This hits 8.5. This is a buy spot for me. Jags teaser, and I will combine it with the Chiefs most likely, and I haven't done it yet, Gil, but maybe the Steelers, because I think this Raiders team is complete garbage. No matter how bad the Steelers offense has looked through the first couple weeks, that defense is still playing well. I think this Raiders team is really, really bad. You're going to give me 8.5 points with the Steelers with a game with a very low total. That one attracts me too.
Couple things. One, I stopped short of fondle on the Jaguars. I did do that.
Okay.
And two, what's your optimal one? The Jags and who?
It would be Jags and Steelers or Jags and Chiefs.
So let me just play devil's advocate. Yeah. The Chiefs sounds like, right? We just talked about it with Survivor, through the lens of Survivor. That sounds so obvious. But the Chiefs offense has kind of been ho-hum.
Absolutely. Yeah,
so,
I'm not going
to say the Jaguars
that.
Completely stopped them. So that, like, it does worry me a little bit to go crazy. Like, I'm not jumping to lay points with them, nor am I jumping at a non-Wong teaser with them.
And I understand, like, there's no way in hell I'd be laying 12.5 with them this week, even with everything going on with Chicago.
Now, if they win by 30, I wouldn't be surprised either. I'm just trying to play devil's advocate. And then the thing with the Raiders is, explain to me, because this is not just from you.
Yeah.
I've heard more than one person say how much they think the Raiders absolutely stink.
Yeah.
And it sounds like you're putting them in the category of like the Cardinals and the Texans of the world.
No, I don't want to do that. Let me be a little fair and probably good of you to push back on that. But that is, look, they're not that bad, but this defense has been giving up pretty much everything underneath that you could ask for. That's what the Bills did last week. We talked a little bit about this yesterday with the Chargers, where Staley gets ripped on a lot because his whole defensive game plan is bend, don't break, but you're getting broken all over the place when Ryan Tannehill's throwing balls balls over your safeties and cornerbacks. Well, the Raiders is like designed similarly, but even more to that degree, where the Bills, I don't even know what Josh Allen's ADOT was like 6 yards or something last game. He was taking everything underneath and they were carving them up. And that's where I don't believe in this defense at all. We know about the internal problems. Jimmy G's actually played fairly decently, I guess, through two games, but I'm never a believer in him. So all that combined, it's just not a team of very high. I mean, and I think the Steelers, we always talk about what travels well, offense, defense. Well, the offense might be a little bit in shambles right now with the Steelers, but that defense is going to that defense is still solid and it's traveling.
I think it's Jaguars Steelers. If I had to pick, if you're holding me to one in this again, we do the Megapod after the show today. Wes Reynolds, VEASAN's own Wes Reynolds, is the guest with Will Hill, Todd Wishnev, and I. We'll put out the Megapod a little later. That's probably going to be my 2-leg 6-point teaser. I got the Jaguars in Survivor. I do think they roll the Texans. I think the Texans are really bad. And the Steelers getting 8.5 at the Raiders. Like, I think the Steelers, and I know the Steelers bookended that game with 2 defensive touchdowns.
Yeah.
But I think they're a better football team than the Raiders. So that, I think that's mine. Just playing devil's advocate on the others. Well, Ravens, I don't hate either. Let me just point that out. Saints at Packers. If you told me the Packers win that game by 10, I wouldn't be that shocked. Patriots Jets, same thing. Like, I think that Patriots Jets game is interesting because this is the game. Like, the Patriots have had 2 weeks of frustration against both the Dolphins this past week, and of course the Eagles the week before, 2 really good opponents that they had their chances in both of those games. I think this might be the game where the Patriots' frustration is taken out. I think they might roll the Jets.
Oh, I am with you. So I haven't made that bet yet, and maybe we both should before the 2.5 disappears. I know it went to 3 and there was some resistance, but so there are a couple on here. I'll point to that game and then the Packers too. Right, I'd be laying. I might get to a point where I lay 2 with the Packers this week, and I probably am going to get to a point where I lay the points with the Patriots this week. So scratch those off the list for even considerations for me. I just wanted to put them on here because they do fit the long teaser.
Last thing here, going back to guessing lines on Monday, my reactions, and I think you corroborated on both of these. My reactions to the lines that made the least sense. Detroit got even better for me during the week. They're only a 3-point favorite. This has nothing to do with teasers now. We're off that.
Yep.
But Detroit is only a 3-point favorite hosting Atlanta. I still don't understand that. And then the other one that I liked a lot was Seattle, which is 6. It wasn't quite that on Monday. I don't like it as much, but I still like it at 6 points hosting the Carolina Panthers, so I don't think are any good either. Do you like those games against the spread?
Yeah, I bet. So I bet the Seahawks when we talked about it, guessing lines, because I thought that was a great discussion that we had on Monday of how is that Panthers performance going to affect that line?
And Miami south of a touchdown, 6.5, by the way, hosting Denver. That was the third.
Right. So do you have those 3 in your count? So I have 2 of the 3. So I did bet the Dolphins and I bet that pretty big. 6.5. I bet that pretty big against this Broncos team that I think there are problems offensively. The defense has been okay, but I think this Dolphins team should be able to take care of business. I love, as we're talking about this Chiefs Bears game, it's going to 13s everywhere in town now with the Chiefs, so people betting against the Bears here this morning. There are a couple of those games that yes, I am high on as well. Lions, just I'm staying a little bit away from because all the injuries.
Paul Sporer, a little baseball break on the other side. We'll talk Major League Baseball, the home stretch, so many playoff implications today and beyond. Paul Sporer on the other side. It's a numbers game at VEASAN, the Sports Betting Network.
A numbers game on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Looking to be a better bettor? Of course you are. Tens of thousands of people have already turned to Juice Reel. That's Juice, R-E-E-L, in the App Store. Juice Reel, not a sports book. It's a tool to help you beat the books. Juice Reel connects all of your sports betting accounts into one app, loads all of your betting history, and gives you an analytical edge. That's an analytical edge backed by nearly $1 billion in bets from sports bettors in all 50 states. Use that data to follow the winners and fade the losers. Don't place another bet until you've downloaded this revolutionary sports betting tool, Juice Reel. That's juice like orange juice. Reel, R-E-E-L. It's absolutely free. Download Juice Reel to your iPhone or Android device today and become a better bettor. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, that's juice like orange juice. Don't let me catch you doing anything differently on that. We get tweets at Beating the Book. Always appreciate the feedback. There's so much of this morning. First of all, John Burgo, I've heard your John Burgo still believes Spencer Strider should have some Cy Young love. He says, I've heard your Strider arguments throughout, and I was on him since preseason, and I'm curious about your perspective. You keep saying Strider's chances laid with voters being into the advanced metrics, but I think you can make an argument for the opposite. While Strider separates himself from the field in many advanced categories, why are we not to believe the allure of 20 wins, possibly, and close to 300 Ks on a dominant team won't garner votes from the less sophisticated media members? Those are much more glamorous pitching stats than ERA, especially in the absence of wins and Ks and strand rate. And he goes on, and I brought this up, John Burgo, I brought it up before, that yes, maybe we've reached a point in sort of the analysis of baseball where the pendulum has swung too far against things like wins. And maybe if he does get to 20 wins, that's something. But I just don't feel like, and I've brought that up before, but listen, as someone who holds Strider tickets, it's over, man. Blake Snell with this unbelievable anomalous thing where he has the lowest ERA and the highest walk rate, something that has never happened since 1913, and a near record strand rate that has allowed him to be this pitcher. I don't think the average Cy Young Award voter thinks through things beyond what actually has happened. And honestly, it ought to be bet on what has happened and not these sort of under the surface things that haven't necessarily manifested on the field. So sometimes you just have to tip your cap. Now, you might not, let me just allow for this, because it's human beings voting on an award, you might not be wrong. I was watching Pardon the Interruption with Kornheiser and Wilbon yesterday, and they still think it's up for grabs because they're locked into this construct of wins and losses. So I don't know. Maybe you're right. Maybe there is a chance. I don't think there is, but who knows? Paul Sporer might have a final salvo on that. He joins us from FanGraphs and of course, the Sleeper in the Bus podcast. How you doing, Paulie?
I'm well, Gil. How are you?
I'm good. You don't think Strider has a shot, right?
Not really, no. Because yeah. I think, if you kind of go the pivot maybe away from Snell, I think Steele becomes kind of an alluring pick there then, too. He's not necessarily going to get to, he's not going to get to 20 wins, but he's also got a low ERA. He's on a competitive team, and I just think, you're looking at a near four ERA, and I love the advanced metrics too, but when you're looking back at a season, I think you got to include all the stuff that happened. And hey, it didn't go his way with the ERA. Don't get waxed by the Pirates. I don't know what to tell you, Spencer.
there's other ones about the Giants. It's exactly right. You have no one to blame but your performance on the field. The Giants have no one to blame for where they are right now. The Cubbies, if they don't make the postseason, have no one to blame for their performance. Mm-hmm. Cubbies have lost 9 of 12. Giants have lost 5 of 6. Let me just talk about that real quick. Diamondbacks, 72 wins. They're in the number 2 wildcard position. The Cubbies, who have lost 9 of 12, 72 losses. Losses on the Cubs. They're in the number 3. But then it goes 74, 75, 76. Marlins, Reds, Giants. The Padres are out there with 78. The Padres are still 3 games behind. But the Padres have this notoriously easy schedule down the stretch. You don't think, do you?
It's the number of teams. I don't really, but they've been such a difficult team to discount all year. I've remained like 1 foot in the water on them. But no, it's getting to a point right now where not only do they need to be successful, but they also need teams around them to fail. And that's always the tough part at this time of year. How many teams are you also battling? The games matter, of course, but if you're also battling an X number of teams and that number starts to get higher, that becomes very difficult. So there is still a shot, but it's very scant. I think we have a sub 1% playoff opportunity for the Padres over at FanGraphs.
Yeah, and just to give you an idea, if you go over to a DraftKings and you're like, okay, well, what are the odds on the San Diego Padres to make the postseason? Paul, they're not even listed. That's the thing, right? The Giants are 25-1 now. Padres aren't even on your board yet. So that should tell you something.
It's just too many teams that they also need to fall for them. And I know they're on a win 7. It's too little too late, man. And I know that there's the big expose from The Athletic about how kind of poison that whole environment is. It kind of makes some sense to see something like that after such a disappointing season. They literally have the second best run differential out of these NL teams.
Yeah, man.
And it's going to be all for naught over there with the Padres. And it's unfortunate because I think they have such fun star power too, that they would be a great October team, but I just don't know how they're going to. They basically can't lose again. That's a difficult standard to uphold, even with just 2 weeks left.
You can't lose again. The Giants, who have a murderous schedule, they can't lose again. So they're done so, right? They're absolutely out of it. Let me ask you about some more nuanced stuff. We brought this up on the show yesterday. the number two seed in the American League. Now, again, we cannot stress enough how important it is for clubs to end up with either the number one or the number two seed. That way you avoid the best of three shenanigans where anybody can win in the first round of the postseason. Having that bye is monster. Like, it's just absolutely huge. And so everybody sort of thinks, you know, okay, it's done deal that whoever wins the West, and the Astros, by the way, huge comeback win over the Orioles yesterday to solidify, you know, to keep pace, if you will, ahead of the Mariners and Rangers, who also won yesterday. So the Astros lead that division. But for the number two seed, they have a 4-game lead over the Minnesota Twins. Speaking about a comeback win yesterday, the Twins did it dramatically yesterday in the ninth. Mm-hmm. Twins are 4 back. Here's their schedule. Home for 3 against the Angels, home for 3 against the Athletics, at Colorado for 3. Meanwhile, Houston, after playing the Royals 3 times, they'll go to Seattle and to Arizona for 3 apiece. So
that's a full week.
The Minnesota Twins are 60-1, 60-1 to get the number 2 seed. Would you make a bet on that?
I've got some love for this team. I think this Minnesota team can actually make some noise in October as well. And yeah, I think those are some pretty decent odds there, especially given the schedule differential. Oakland and a trip to Colorado versus after LA, after their weekend sets here. So for next week, that is such a vast difference. Houston is getting full-throated competition with Seattle and Arizona, because, you know, both those teams need to do everything that they can. They don't have a single thing guaranteed. So yeah, I think I absolutely would entertain that as at least like a half unit type of situation with Minnesota. And like I said, I like this ball club going into October. I think they've got some pitching, some interesting bullpen, and I like that they're hitting. You know, I'm a big Royce Lewis fan, love seeing him break out this year, finally finding some health, not even all year, but now that he's healthy right now, hitting grand slams every other day. I think the Twins are an interesting ball club that's going to get short shrift when the playoffs start. Everyone's going to kind of ignore them. Maybe not if they get that 2 seed, but I like this Twins club.
I probably should have asked the bigger question first. Do you think the teams care as much about this stuff as we make them out to care?
With the bye, absolutely.
I think so, too. Yeah. With that, you know, anyway. That, yeah.
There's something to be said about not sitting and just kind of keeping some momentum going and whatnot. And there'll be a team that probably does that. And they're like, hey, they've just been rolling ever since. They swept through the 3-game or whatever. But you cannot tell me that getting a chance to breathe, set your rotation and get everything situated, you cannot tell me that that's not better. And it's not like you're sitting for weeks. You're sitting for a few days. So, yes, I think that buy is very important to ball clubs.
Diamondbacks, who have the 1 loss column lead for the number 5 seed, are -135 to end up as the number 5 seed. I guess there's a possibility they can get to 4, too. Would you bet -135 on them to stay as the number 5 seed when all is said and done?
I think that's fine. I mean, I don't know. I wouldn't be super aggressive on it just because they can shift a little bit
up or down.
So I probably wouldn't necessarily. I don't think it's a terrible bet, terrible number, but no, it's probably not something that I'm in on there because I don't want to be having to root for them to like thread a needle, right? Like, imagine getting burned because they won too many games and now they overtake Philly. So I don't like that, where you got to kind of sit in a particular spot there with Arizona.
Good on DraftKings for having all these options up, though.
Lots of fun.
One that they don't have, by the way, and I haven't seen anywhere, is the best record in all of baseball for the World Series home field advantage. The Braves have a 2-game lead over the Orioles. Both teams lost yesterday. The Braves won the season series 2-1, so the Braves would get the tiebreaker. I don't hear anybody talking about that, but that's actually a thing. I wonder if baseball clubs even care about that kind of thing. I don't think they do in the same way that they think about getting to the number 2 seed. Real quick, 30 seconds. Anything today you love?
I haven't looked at anything necessarily today. Sorry, I figured we'd be talking awards and playoffs, so that's where I prepped today.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's cool. I didn't think you would either. It's a slower day in Major League Baseball.
It's a tiny slate. Yeah,
we'll come back. Thank you, Paul. Appreciate it as always, man.
Thanks, Gil. Take care.
Enjoy the home stretch. Paul Sporer at Sporer, by the way, on the Twitter machine at Sporer, wearing his Longhorn sweatshirt proudly, coming to us from Austin, Texas. We'll come back. Paul Carr a little later talking Premier League soccer, unscripted with the crack man on the other side. It's a numbers game at Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
A Numbers Game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
We're back with another week of football. And DraftKings Sportsbook is keeping us in on the NFL action with great offers every single game day. New customers can bet $5 to get $200 instantly in bonus bets. Throw five down on any of this week's epic matchups to walk away an instant winner. Football's more fun when you're in on the action, so download the app now and sign up with code VEGAS. New customers can bet just $5 to get $200 instantly in bonus bets only on DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL with code VEGAS. The crown is yours. It's Gil Alexander, live from Circa, ladies and gentlemen. Just between you and me, late last night, about 3:30 in the morning, I rolled up into the D and just jacked it all up. And that's why we're here at Circa, hoping it's a permanent thing. It really works out well. It's a beautiful studio. I had no idea. We get tweets at Beating the Book. This is from Jacob. Can't wait for another guest to come on the show and talk about what great value the Giants are to make the playoffs. Time to give it the Spencer Strider for Cy Young treatment here. 100% right. And the Giants have only themselves to blame. He says, sickening. Love the show, though, and appreciate the Giants. Love 2024, an even year. That's for sure. Giants fans remember 2010, 2012, 2014 being their World Series years. Scotty B726, looking at the schedule, I do not believe there is a more optimal way to play Survivor than Kansas City. In my opinion, no reason to save them. I might be with you right there, sir. Of course, there is the Circa quirk, but yeah, for Christmas, but I do absolutely support that. Joe Abraham, so I can't put in a song request today? No, you can't. No songs here in an actual studio. Let's see. Rick Ollier. Guys, the silence in the background at Circus Studio is deafening. I need the Sigma Derby ponies, 1980s power ballads, and someone coughing in the background for me to enjoy the show. Let's ride. Thank you. I believe that. Titans Insider. They finally moved you guys from the outhouse to the penthouse. Yeah. Indeed. Mike Stacks, your show just looks and feels right with Circa as your background. I hope the tour bus stops here. Kelly and I are on tour. We're going from studio to studio. Scotty B509 also chimes in. Hey, Gil, getting on a plane to Vegas in a few hours. When is the Megapod dropping? That is after the show today. I'll say about, I don't know, noon Pacific. Maybe before that. I'll go 11:30 Pacific, 2:30 Eastern. Will, that Pepsi guy. It's about time they gave Gil and Kelly a studio again. Not sure what the delay was. And teasers and parlays. I'll read more of these later. Is the fly that was bothering you? Oh, his conclusion is that the fly that was bothering me won the battle at the D and is now hosting its own show at the D. It could very well be. That fly might be hosting a show. That is definitely a possibility. It's Thursday. That means Unscripted with the crack man, Bill Krakenberger. Oh, we have the intro.
Oh, these guys are all set.
Yeah.
It goes a little something like this.
What's happening, Bill?
How we doing?
We're doing great.
Circa today.
How beautiful is this studio?
Very nice. Who do I give my parking ticket to stamp it? Who stamps it for me?
I get, you know, Derek. Okay, about, what, Derek gave me the Derek gave me the secret, super secret parking area.
Oh,
pass.
Good. Yeah. You could show me off air.
Yeah. Yeah. I will show you off air. Yeah, we'll get your thing stamped. We don't want to have to pay for this.
I don't mean to get into a sports betting thing right away, but someone just sent me a text. And if you have DraftKings, it's pretty interesting. So he likes the Steelers, +3/-20. The market is split between 2.5 even and 3, +3/-20. Both bets very similar. Do not play with books charging 25 to 30 cents. And the last thing of the text is, for the half point at DraftKings, it's only $1.15. Now, I guess I can check it here.
To go on to the three is only $1.15.
No, it just doesn't sound right to me.
It doesn't sound right
either. It's only 15. Now, granted, back in the 90s, late 90s, early 2000s.
That would be normal.
That was the normal. So I used to play with this place. Some of the old timers here, I say old timers, but some of the guys will remember, like Fridays at Game Day and Sports Market, Aces Gold, you used to move on or off three for free. Do you guys remember that? If anyone does, send a tweet. But yeah, so they had Friday free juice Friday where they'd let you move half a point for a lot of money, actually.
Free juice Friday.
Yes.
Love
yeah,
that.
They had half, it was a half point. They'd move half a point. That's what I should say, half point Friday. But even so, though, to move on to the three when I first started betting was just 10 cents.
Yeah.
So now we're celebrating 15 cents and I'm celebrating $1.20 teasers.
But honestly, though, shouldn't we be celebrating 15? At this point, we've become so conditioned to it.
Yeah. You know, new people to the market, they say, oh, well, that's just what it is. I didn't know. You know, they don't know.
I think the new people to the market need your reminders.
Yeah.
Like, I think the new people to the market don't even care. That's
the better thing.
They don't even care. And it, not only the new people, Bill, I know you have friends like this.
Yeah.
I love my oldest, dearest friend is my buddy Tommy, right? But Tommy, who's been betting for 35 years, right? If I tried to explain to him, hey, you shouldn't do this because it costs this much more, you're getting gouged by like 20, 25 extra cents that you shouldn't be doing. First of all, he would fall asleep in the middle of my sentence.
Right.
He'd be like, Gil, I have no idea what you're talking about. Nor does he care.
That's the greatest part. And it brings up a great point.
Yeah.
Gil, it shocks me even this weekend. When I used to always go, you know, I used to go back to Atlantic City a lot. And I actually am probably going back next week for there's a Boxing Hall of Fame dinner in Atlantic City with George Foreman, a lot of big guys. And I know some people are getting put in.
Who's getting put in?
A friend of mine he was a trainer. He was a boxing manager. He had some champions, and his name is Matt Howard. So okay. I mean, he's going to be going. But there is more people going like. Pinkland Thomas.
I remember Pinkland Thomas.
Yeah, you see, you know, Baca, yeah. But there's a lot of guys that are going in that you'd actually know.
Yeah. Thomas got in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, this is a New Jersey.
I'm sorry, not to poke.
This is a New Jersey Boxing Hall of Fame.
Oh, okay, I got you.
Yeah, I mean, I may go in actually.
Yeah, I was gonna say. But anyway, yeah. I didn't mean to keep you off your thought. So yeah, go ahead.
The thought is real important.
Yeah.
So going back to New Jersey, My friend lives in a beautiful, beautiful high. There's only one high rise that's absolutely gorgeous there. It's called the Bella High Rise. It's like 40 stories overlooking the ocean and Ocean Casino. And got a beautiful two bedroom penthouse there. It's just beautiful. So I stay with him. And even him, this weekend, he sends me this. He goes, look at this. 9 of 10 so far. I need one more. I was like, well, and of course he lost the 10th game.
Of course he did.
But it's a 10-team teaser. I got to tell you something. You want to know the truth?
10-team teaser?
I didn't even know you could bet something like that. I really didn't. I honestly didn't know sportsbooks offer.
I don't know that the toggle went down to 10.
I didn't know they. Listen, do they like? So they offer 5-team or 4? I thought it was 3-team, 2-team.
Oh, no. They definitely go to like 4 or 5.
Really? Yeah. I got 10-team teaser. I was like, I didn't want to say nothing. So
what's the plus money on a 10-team teaser?
I don't even know any bet. I don't even know. I really don't. But
what was the one he lost on?
These are guys that are around me.
Yeah.
Let me see what he lost on. I think he lost on like the Jets or something. You're like, imagine that you're putting a dog in there like that. But
in the end.
Yeah.
But the general point remains the same. And I don't even know him, but he could not care less about what you have to say.
He doesn't care. He gets like $12,000 a month. His pension, retirement things. He just does. Listen, I don't care. I'm having fun with my life. Yes, you're allowed to do that.
Yeah. So that's the thing. There's two things about this, and we've discussed them before. But I think it's good for a reminder. First of all, it's a good reminder for us, for you, for me, for anyone who does this seriously for a living, professionally. Rec Plus. Whatever. It's a good reminder that still 90% of people, and I might be low on that, right? 90 to 95% of people don't care.
They don't care
about your advice. They don't. By the way, this is going back to the Bet Bash 3 thing with Darren Rovell. Remember when Darren Rovell, who I have no reason to like, he used to plagiarize my tweets like he plagiarized others when I was a nobody. Like, he's really just a creepy guy when it comes to that kind of stuff. But I give him all the credit in the world for being in the middle of that Bet Bash 3 panel. He stood his ground. He only took incoming. Everybody there was against him. And he made a point in the middle of it. He said to all the other guys on the panel, he said, these guys don't, 95% of people don't care about what you have to say. And they were mortified by Rovell saying that. What are you talking about, Darren?
Right.
You're in content. He's right. He's right. We have to understand that we're going to only be able to make an impact on those who want impact made on. Most people don't care.
You said a number of people. You said 90-95%.
Yeah.
I would have said at the beginning of all this, when VSiN started up, no way we're going to impact, and anyone that's in that space that's teaching point buying and teaser prices and structure, it's going to be like half.
Well,
I would have said, you're right. 90-95 don't care.
But let me make a caveat to that. Now people are going to say, what do you mean, Gil? 99.95. I'm being specific about it. 90 to 95% care about winners. They care about, I think, the macro points that we make, right? Like if I'm making a macro point about survivor strategy or about, you know, this is what, you know, here's an angle on a game or whatever. They care about that. The math is what puts them to sleep, right? The math is what puts them to sleep. That's why, like a guy like Fezzik, like I don't think as he's brilliant, right? He's an actuary, but the thing that drives him crazy, I don't think he understands. Like most people, mathematics bores them.
Yeah.
So, what do you mean I'm 15 cents better? Who cares? They're going to win or not? That's all they care about.
You're right.
And they don't understand that over time will grind you out.
And I guess I don't understand that. Why would you put your money up and invest time and money into something that you don't want good information, that you don't want practical information and basic strategy and stuff? But you're right. It's fun to be.
But yeah, good reminder. DK Network, Dan Levitard is next. More Crackman on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.